Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. I am Chris. He is Ryan. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number three on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And that's right. At the end of the show, as always, as every Tuesday, you will be able to call in about 35 minutes and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get your takes ready. And I mean, I know a bunch of y'all going to be trashing my partner. Take it easy on him.
After that,
he's had some wild takes.
Trash. After that beating you took earlier, we had to cut the callers.
Man.
You took a beating earlier, Chris.
Hey, all I know is they know. They know they aren't going to call up here and trash me. But
they
y'all
ain't
trash.
It was a respectful beating. It was a loss. It wasn't a beating.
Y'all get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone, anything. So get your takes ready. Ryan. Excuse my voice is a little hoarse. I've been yelling all week and everything, but man, they are out in full effect in Milwaukee. Are you what? Like they're saying out? You know they got the deer. What do they call it? The deer zone or deer creek or whatever they call the area in front of the Fiserv Forum where all the fans are. Man, they're saying they're expecting like 65,000 people.
I say this, the new arena is beautiful, and I'm happy.
I haven't been there yet. You been there?
Yeah.
Been?
Well, did I tell you the story about when I went? Did I tell you about that?
No.
It's a long story
When you
short,
went to the Fiserv?
The arena is beautiful, and when Giannis was going after his first MVP, I was a Harden guy, and they
of
decided when I was doing the Clippers broadcast that they would have me switch on to the Bucks broadcast. And
wow.
the Bucks stadium, the fans started chanting, Ryan Hollins.
Now they knew you were for Harden.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was the most hated man in Milwaukee.
So now it all makes sense. Now we know why you so down on Giannis.
No, I'm not. No,
I knew it couldn't be basketball.
No. I like Giannis. I'm just a straight shooter,
you
Chris.
You just think he's a role player.
Stop it, man.
I get it.
I'm a straight shooter, man.
You think Middleton is like, you know.
He's Jordan-esque.
I know you joking on that one, but bottom line, man, they are out there wild, man. And, you know, look, and I know you know this from traveling. Obviously, you went to all the arenas in the NBA as a player. Milwaukee, man, their fans are legit, you know? I haven't been to the new arena. I used to go, obviously, to the Bradley Center, but they got some great fans. And they, even though they haven't won a championship in 50 years, they've been a good franchise, you know? And so if they do go ahead and win it, same thing for Phoenix. These two deserve it, so good for them. But speaking of Wisconsin, Ryan, let's stay there and switch sports to the NFL. Now, Aaron Rodgers, obviously the superstar, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, doesn't want to be there anymore. He's ready to move on. We don't know this because he said it, but, you know, reports. Anonymous sources. Obviously, I was a reporter, so I know how it works. But anonymous sources are saying that Aaron Rodgers does not want to play for Green Bay anymore. And this has been going on for months. And the latest report came out today that Aaron Rodgers was offered a 2-year extension, Ryan, by the Green Bay Packers that would have kept him in Green Bay an extra 2 years, and that would have kept him there for the next 5 years. And it would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Now, a lot of people, have been saying they think this whole thing is about money. But apparently it's not about money, because Aaron Rodgers turned down the 2-year extension offer that would have made him the highest paid player in the league. Here's where I want to go with this, Ryan.
Talk to me.
And I like Aaron Rodgers. He is an awesome quarterback. He's one of the all-time greats.
Uh-oh.
But he obviously only has one Super Bowl appearance, let alone ring. One Super Bowl appearance for all his greatness. And that was 10 years ago. All right? And this saga, I've always said, as great as he is, he doesn't have all of the championship intangibles. Now, he's not bad with the intangibles, but he's not elite in the intangibles. And to be one of the ultra elite, the quarterbacks, I'll just put it in the GOAT conversation. Tom Brady and Joe Montana, because it's a conversation of two. Tom Brady and Joe Montana got in the GOAT conversation with the intangibles. Yes, obviously they have physical skills, but they don't have the greatest physical skills. But they have the intangibles. Obviously, they're smart quarterbacks, but they have the intangibles. They're leaders of men. They're decisive. They can command a locker room full of men. This saga is telling me why Aaron Rodgers only got one Super Bowl ring, as great as he is. Because this is madness.
Oh?
We haven't heard a peep from Aaron Rodgers other than giggles and chuckles when he's on the golf course or when he's on vacation, saying, you know, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see what happens, you know, we'll see. Man, take control of your freaking destiny.
Oh.
Be decisive. Come out and tell us, I want out. I don't want to play there anymore. All right? Or tell us, I will be there in training camp. Yes, we've had some issues. I've been disappointed by some things, but I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I'm coming back. I'm with my teammates. I love the fans, and we're going to win a Super Bowl this year or die trying. You got to say something. All these whispers and anonymous sources, and you smiling and giggling. What are you going to do? Training camp starts this week. But that's an intangible. There are times to chill and times not to say anything and times not, because you don't know, like, LeBron James, when he was a free agent in Cleveland his last year, he didn't say anything because at the time he didn't know. But when it came time to make a decision, LeBron James made a decision. I'm going to Miami. I'm going back to Cleveland. I'm going to LA. No games. When Magic Johnson, second year in the league, didn't like what Paul Westhead was doing, who had led them to a championship the first year. Magic said, him or me. One of us is out of here, and it'll be me if it ain't him. You got to be decisive.
You know who I blame,
Tom
Chris?
Tom Brady played the game. I'm going to play out my contract, but when it's time to go, I'm heading to Tampa.
You know who I blame, though, Chris?
Who?
I'm still looking at the Green Bay front office. They never gave Aaron Rodgers, outside of that Super Bowl year, the pieces he needed to have success. And when it came down to it this last season, where Aaron Rodgers, after they drafted Jordan Love, didn't do nothing but ball, Chris. You want to know, what it came down to?
Other than ball.
You know what it came down to? Tom Brady got to pick his guys, and Aaron Rodgers didn't. Tom
pick
Brady got to get all the Gronkowskis and Antonio Browns and keep the defense intact. He and Leonard Fournette. Don't act like that one to pick up.
Let me educate you. Tom Brady got to pick his guys. Tampa Bay was 7-9 before Brady got there. They missed the playoffs for 13 years. And the guys he picked, Gronkowski was retired. Leonard Fournette got cut by one of the worst team in the league.
Does it matter?
And Antonio Brown was out there.
Does it matter?
No.
He knew what they could do.
He was the only one on earth that knew what they could do.
Aaron Rodgers had
anybody else could have went and got him.
Aaron Rodgers had a defensive coordinator that went cover one going into halftime and tricked the game off. Are you kidding me, Chris?
Let me give you an example. Look.
Whoa!
I'm gonna say this. Hold on.
It's a game of inches, man. The dude went cover one. Even I know to play to give up the house.
I understand that Green Bay didn't always provide Rodgers with the defense he needed.
No.
But Aaron Rodgers, hold up. Aaron Rodgers is 1-4 in NFC championship games.
Let me throw this out, Chris.
Hold on. Okay, hear this.
Okay,
you got to hear this.
I'll listen.
1-4, right? He's the only player ever to lose 4 NFC championship games. And here's his numbers in those games. The great Aaron Rodgers. Passer rating, 83.7. 9 touchdowns. Now, this is a guy that does not throw interceptions. In those 5 NFC title games, Ryan, he's got 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That ain't just the defense. That's not just your defensive coordinator having a brain freeze and going cover one.
Hey, Chris.
That's a guy getting outside of himself and making mistakes in the big moments that he doesn't make in the regular season.
Let me help you out, Chris. Because of Green Bay's inability to build around Aaron Rodgers with a run game and a cast
they
of sufficient.
They had a run game last year.
He did, and he balled. He had an MVP-type season. And a cast of sufficient players. Aaron Rodgers was known for throwing his receivers open. When you have to throw your receiver open, it means they're creating no separation. Teams are coming out and playing straight up physical man because it's disrespectful because you had nobody to get open. So you blame Aaron Rodgers? Here's my thing. Let me tell you
Chris. What you gonna do with those numbers I just gave you?
It ain't his fault they can't get open.
Stop it.
Here's the thing.
Devontae Adams is getting open. He's the best receiver in the game.
Aaron Jones
was the 4th leading rusher last year. And here let me
And they
last
balled
point.
Last year.
The decisive. They didn't ball enough.
He lost to the guy who got to handpick his guys.
He lost to the guy who took a 7-9 team and said, I got you. He took a 7-9 team and said, I will beat your 13-3 team.
And guess what? You know what that 7-9 team did? Bruce Arians came out and said, I don't want Antonio Brown. He'll never play in a Bucs jersey. Tom Brady said, go sit down.
That's right.
Sit down.
You're proving my point.
So let me finish.
Brady is decisive.
Let me finish. Chris, as a man, not as an analyst, as an athlete, as a man, we only ask respect. And when Tom Brady was in New England, since you're this Tom Brady guy all of a sudden, when Tom Brady was in New England and Jimmy Garoppolo was kind of looking like Sutton, Tom Brady stormed into that office and said, get him out of here.
Yes.
And he left.
That's what I'm talking about, Ryan.
And hold on,
let me finish.
You're
proving my point.
Let me finish. And when Aaron Rodgers stormed into the office and said, get Jordan Love out of here. They said, no, he's our future. They thought Jordan Love was what Aaron Rodgers was to Brett Favre, and he's not.
That's the problem. Aaron Rodgers didn't do that. That's the problem.
How you know that, Chris?
You proving my point. That's what I'm saying. Brady did say get him out. Aaron Rodgers didn't do that. You know what Tom Brady would have said to Matt LaFleur on 4th down?
Matt LaFleur never would have got the job
left.
If it was New England.
No,
he never would have got
with
the job.
With 2.5 minutes left, you know what he would have said to Matt LaFleur when he says, let's send in the field goal unit? He would have said, no. We are going for it. Be decisive. Aaron Rodgers had the platitudes. He had the clout.
Sometimes.
He had the resume to say to Matt LaFleur, no, Matt, no. At the very
Here's
least,
the thing, Chris.
Call a timeout. Let's discuss.
Chris, sometimes we've been at jobs in which we got to let our bosses or the people in charge hang themselves. He had to let Matt LaFleur hang himself.
No.
He gave
you
him the rope and said, hang yourself and send the field goal unit on.
Well, in the process, he hung his own self, too. Because, look, if that were the case, then shame on Aaron Rodgers, because you should be thinking about yourself and the other 60 dudes in that locker room and saying, we got to win the Super Bowl.
He just wants to go, man. Y'all don't believe in me. Y'all want to do it this way. Y'all want to disrespect you. They ain't disrespect Tom Brady like that.
It. That's all I'm saying, Ryan. This shows me. Come out and say it. What are all the games for? You've got about 4 or 5 days before training camp starting, and you playing games. Come out and say it.
They could have traded him at the draft. I know he said it. I don't got to be born yesterday. No, he said it at the draft. Like, yo, y'all trade me. Here's the teams at work. They all called. And Green Bay, you're going to be playing Jeopardy before you play for somebody else. What? Come on, man. That's immature. Grow up, Green Bay.
Man. And this was a slaughtering. You know I'm right. All right. Anyway, there's at least one big drawback to name, image, and likeness coming to college sports. Or is there? Maybe it is. We'll see. We'll get into that next. It's Chris Broussard and the humbled Ryan Hollins on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
That just proves my point.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Ryan. Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker. It, of course, folks, is a trash talking Tuesday. So you will be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in just about 20 minutes or so. So call in 877-99 on Fox. You get about 30 or 40 seconds to rant. All right.
Why you set that up for me, though?
Chris, I ain't even mentioned you.
No, the last segment, you set it up for me. You didn't have to do that, Chris. Yeah.
I made you look too bad in that last segment. you knew your football.
Yeah, I know my football.
You know your football.
I might know more football than basketball, man. I ain't proud of that.
that was a good conversation for sure. And we're going to stick with football to some degree. The name, image, likeness. Quickly, what's your take on that in the college sports now?
I love it. I think that there are going to be some questions behind it, you know, per se. Let's say if I'm a UCLA athlete and I want a weed sponsorship, am I free to do what I want?
Right, because it's legal in California. Yeah, right?
Do I have to represent the university in a certain way or fashion? Or, you know, I'll throw out, let's say I'm an adult website, but it's a lot of money there. And like, hey, we want you to be the guy, you know, or girl.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would imagine things like that you wouldn't do.
But why not? See,
Pro athletes don't do those. Pro athletes don't do that stuff.
And I'll question also, well, not yet. I mean, Paul Pierce, you know,
he got fired. You saw But you see what I'm saying? Like, I just think that in those situations, common sense will kind of prevail that, you know, because like I said, they would be free to do them in the pros.
That's what I'm figuring out. What is it going to be? Or, you know, let's say UCLA is paying Johnny Juzang. Does the UCLA get 5% of the deal because he is going to be wearing
UCLA? What has to be.
Or does he have to wear just the, you know, like the basic blue jersey and you assume it's UCLA, but you don't see the writing, you know? So I'm intrigued to see how it's going to play out. And then, Chris, I was speaking to former Bruin Lisa Willis and L.A. Spark, and she threw out a good concept. She said, Ryan, you understand that some of these this may change the women's game forever because the players are going to be making more than the coaches now.
In college.
And let's say a player is bringing in money.
What
bringing
college?
In
more, I mean.
Well, let me throw this out. Let's say
how
a
many
player,
women are going to be clocking like that?
Tennessee, who knows? But let's say, or UCLA.
UConn,
let's say a player.
But Geno makes a good amount of money, I'm sure.
Let's say this. Let's say a player brings in more money to the university, but the player's not that good. So you got a lot of these kids that are like they got a million, 2 million followers in high school. And they come in, so is that guy going to get more tick now? Is it going to be a true – because people don't – and the NBA is a business. You think about age. You think about stuff like that. So is the kid with the Instagram followers going to be kind of nudged from the athletic director to say, hey, man, make sure he gets on the floor a couple times,
nah,
you know?
Well, I that's where I wanted to go because I agree with some of those. Some of those could be questions. And what I want to bring up is that Nick Saban, of course, the great coach at Alabama, was talking to the Texas High School Coaches Association today. And he mentioned that his quarterback, Bryce Young, who was a redshirt freshman last year, everybody knows he's nice, right? Mm-hmm. He's expected to be one of the top players in the country. Might win the Heisman next year. But anyway, Nick Saban said this, Ryan. Already, he said Bryce Young, his quarterback, has close to a seven-figure deal. So let's say he's got $850,000 deal or something like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
What my question, first of all, good for him. And the fact is, look, these kids, obviously, I mean, if people are willing to pay them that, they're obviously worth it. And I say, Ryan, if I had been in college as an English major who was interested in journalism, if someone was willing to pay me money for me to work for them, then I would have been able to get it. Why can't the athlete? But the question I have for you is, do you think you kind of already went there? How will this impact the players? I mean, the fact that your quarterback's making so much money or just any player, will they listen less, be less prone to listen to the coach? Can it eat up a little bit of the teamwork, the camaraderie? Like, what do you think? You obviously played Division I sports at a high level.
I got another word that I might make up. It's going to professionalize college. They already but it'll professionalize them in the sense that these guys will know their value. You know, when I played, J.J. Redick was the main guy you saw on SportsCenter every single day. He'll know, like, well, Coach K, you can't really bench me. You know what I'm saying? The respect of the athletes will have to be there where it wasn't before. And now the questions will be, you know, how do the coaches control that? Because if you're benching a guy that's worth a certain amount of money, you know, are you going to be influenced by upstairs, the athletic director?
Right.
You know, there's money here to be made, and money is going to change things. And this is what these kids deserve. And I'm be honest, Chris. The NCAA hid this for years. And it's still not where they should be because the universities still aren't paying kids. I think
there's an
ability for them to pay. Is there some weird wording in there? But you know what it makes me mad about? Because now you're saying, like, dang, dog, I was worth $2 million. I was worth $1 million. You know, I was worth $100,000. Like, imagine from sleeping in the dorms, you're going to be in a 4 or 5 bedroom house, dog. Do you understand that, Chris?
And like you said, look, whatever it takes away from what we've known as, you know, big time college sports, it is what it is. The kids deserve it. And if it becomes like that, then so be it. They're worth it because they are. I mean, you're worth what people are willing to pay you. And they are worth that. And you know what I mean in a business sense. So they're getting what they deserve because of their popularity, their celebrity. And if that takes away some of the, you know, dynamic between the players and the coaches, then, hey, so be it. So it is I'll give you a good example. The dynamic between the head football coach or the head basketball coach and the president of the school isn't what you would typically expect. Right?
Yeah.
Because the head football coach got all the power.
He got all the power.
Right. So it's going to get that way. And that's why you might see some of these guys stepping away from the college game. All right, we got Randy Mueller coming up. We can ask him about this, even though he's a former NFL executive of the year. He can still talk some college. We'll get into that and much more with him right in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We got our next guest. He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, now the CEO of MuellerFootball.com. Randy Mueller, friend of the show. Randy, welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be with you, buddy. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, I am. Good to have you. Let's before we go to the NFL, and obviously we want to ask you some of this stuff about what's going on in Green Bay, but let's quickly name, image, likeness in the college football. Nick Saban said today that his quarterback, Bryce Young, who I'm sure you're familiar with, has nearly a seven-figure deal already. So I don't know what it is, $900,000, whatever it is. How do you think these athletes making this big money, and I'm supportive of it, Ryan's supportive of it, but whether you're supportive of it or not, how do you think that can change the dynamic of the team between players, between coaches and players, and things like that, even administrators and players?
Yeah, I think it definitely changes the playing field a little bit, and it's really with the intangible part of it. And I wrote for Mueller Football a couple weeks ago about the effect it would have on NFL teams and the way they viewed how players in college handled it. But I think that one of the unintended circumstances will be how it relates player to player, locker to locker. I think there has to be some sharing of it. I see where a couple of these teams have done things as units and decided they're going to share throughout the roster. I think that's great. I don't think there's going to be any animosity for a guy like this kid who's maybe got $900,000 in the bank. I just think it's going to get them to the pro game sooner, I guess. And he's going to have to deal with things now that he normally wouldn't have to deal with until he got to the NFL. So I'd love to see them share this with teammates. I don't know if that'll happen or not. Again, we don't know. This is all fertile ground, right? We're not sure how this is going to turn out. And then who's going to police where this money's coming from? I think that's the big question I'll have is, where is this money coming from? What does the player have to do to get it? And how is this money paid out? So there's a lot of questions in my mind.
Randy, really appreciate your time. I got to ask you this question. Chris may be on the contrary, but how grossly bad and poor did Green Bay handle the Aaron Rodgers situation? And if you were over in Green Bay, what would you have done different if you could turn back the hands of time?
Well, it's definitely been clunky, that's for sure. I think that's the best word I heard, the description of what they've done. It's been clunky, and it started way before – you know, this season, it sounds like that. I think, hey, we'd all like to think that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that thin of skin that he can't get over the Jordan Love pick 2 years later. So let's flush that one and just start over. And I think that almost disrespect that he's felt from the front office has carried on. I think we saw it when he talked the night after they lost in the playoffs last year. He knew something was coming. I feared it at that time for the front office that there were going to be repercussions. I just think that he felt like he's never had a voice. He's never had a say. And that's, the way the world is right now. I think these guys have to have a voice. I would always have an open door. I would always meet and communicate with these guys just as much as the coach did. I want to make sure they know they're valued employers. But I would say this, Green Bay's different, right? There is no owner. They haven't had an owner. And sometimes it takes a Robert Kraft or a Jerry Jones to kind of step in and show these players how much value they have. They didn't have that in Green Bay. They don't have it. They're a publicly owned entity, like we all know. So the dynamics are different there. But I do think going forward, at some point, the Packers have to do what's right for them. In fact, I think they're at the point now where Aaron can do what he wants, but they have value in his contract going forward. I keep reading and hearing a lot of it from the media that maybe the life preserver is that we nixed the last couple of years of his contract and agree to let him go after this year. If I'm the Packers, there's no way I'm doing that.
Right.
That seems crazy to me. I'm going to give up two or three first-round picks to have him come play for 1 year. That's bad business in my mind. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out over the next 10 days.
Would you, obviously he wants out. Would you trade him now or before or during training camp? Or would you just, look, if you want to play football, it's going to be for us. If you don't want to play, then you can sit out, but we're not trading you.
That's exactly how I would view it, Chris. I wouldn't trade him for anything right now. I just think that they've negotiated to this point with the value that they have on his contract, and that's to say there's 2 or 3 years left on it. We read now where he turned down. I thought from day one that it might be about money and that I thought money might solve it. If it's true that he turned down $45 million a year recently on an extension that would make him the highest paid in the league, that's another story. That tells me Green Bay's done everything they can do. And after that point, I'm willing to just say, hey, if you want to play for us, like you said, if you want to play, it's going to be for us. We don't have to trade you. Aaron Rodgers can't trade himself. So right. they have to decide what they want to do with it. I would just let him sit right now. If that's the way he's going to play it, I would do everything I can to support the rest of our team and get ready to go. And if Aaron doesn't want to play, I feel bad for him. That's his prerogative. But we're going to move on. And we can always reassess if he decides to come in at a later date. Again, we're all speculating that he's not going to come.
Right.
I don't know that that's the case. So we'll see.
Is it wrong, though, to feel like at this point, look, Aaron needs to come out and say something. He needs to either come out public and be like, look, I want to be traded. I don't want to play for Green Bay anymore. Or, we had our differences, but I'm here to win a Super Bowl, and I'll be back. Like, I mean, is that fair to want him? He needs to say something, I feel like, at this point.
I agree. He will. I think if he does report, he's going to have to say something. If he doesn't, he'll have to make a stance. I've kind of tired of the cryptic, nature of the dialogue, right? I mean, we're all men here. Let's be professionals about it. Let's say what we want. And maybe he said that to the Packers. We just haven't, got the details of it. But, yes, I agree with that. I think he's going to have to say something. I think the Packers are just going to ride it out and see what lane Aaron picks, and then Aaron's going to have to react to it and make a statement one way or another.
Hey, Randy, was there a negotiation behind the scenes that you can speak about now that just got really sticky and came, to the last hour where you figured things out, but, the media never knew or involved a big-name star? Is there anything that you can think of and it's just like, man, like, we earned our paycheck getting this thing done?
Oh, I think that's the nature of the business, right? It happened. It happened with me a lot of times. Mickey Loomis was my cap guy a few times, and I remember knockdown dragouts that he would meet an agent in a hotel, and I would hear the agent yelling through the door at Mickey on the other side. I mean, things would get crazy all the time. But it's different now because you hear about everything, right? Back then, you could sweep that stuff under the rug. The thing that I always felt like we did a really good job of wherever I was is we kept it professional and didn't take it personal. Again, I think the way to negotiate is to treat the other side like they do have value, like they do have something to say, and that you have to hear every part of it. Doesn't mean you have to agree to it. I just think sometimes the negotiations themselves get off track because people take things personally. That's everybody's job is to be the cooler head and come to some type of mediation. That's just the way the world is when you negotiate.
All right, Randy, great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge and insight. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Anytime, guys.
All right, Randy, thanks. Disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369.
Talking trash.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's do this. You got 30 seconds. 40 seconds to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Let's start. Rob in Queens. This could be Rob Parker for all I know. Rob in Queens. Who you trashing?
No way, no how. Chris, my uncle from another mother. I had to say I was Rob from Queens because that's the only time we're going to get Rob back on the show. And, uncle, I love you, Rob, but this roast is for you, bro. Man, how many vacation days do you have saved up, bro? These hotels are tired of collecting your stinking draws, and you think with the Rob World Tour, you'd make a little time to visit Sacramento. I mean, heck, we only have about 75% of your callers and listeners out here, bro, and the top two baseball teams in the MLB. But look, at least if you came to a Giants or A's game, you wouldn't have to trample children on your way to escape a fake shooting outside of the stadium. My man Rob said he bullied his way into a broom closet and lost a friend on the way. Maybe it's a good thing we didn't kick it, Big Rob, but I digress. Thank God for Ryan Hollins for holding it down like a sandbag in a hurricane. Let Rob stay on vacation, bro. We might as well make this show the light assassin. Better yet, the lighter the berry, the hotter the tank.
Oh, my. That was a nice one, Sean. Very good. Let's go to Matthew up in Canada. Matthew in Winnipeg. Who you trashing?
Chris Broussard for his crazy takes all week. Stop it with the Chris Paul nonsense. You're banned from talking basketball for a week. You know you messed up when you gave Giannis that MVP instead of LeBron, okay? But let me give you a few names to think about for your big old head when you lay it down on your Gucci pillow up in eastern New Jersey, all right? Ever heard of J. Kidd? What about Rajon Rondo? Oh, how about Dwayne Wade? All winners at a big clip. Nobody wants to hear this Chris Broussard, Chris Paul talk. Stop it! Chris Broussard.
All right, Matthew. All right, I will take that. You know the rules on the Trash Talking Tuesday. We don't fight back. All right, so we got Barry up in Portland. Barry, who you trashing?
Man, I'm coming at you, buddy. I'm coming after you. You covering the NBA. NBA made history this week. Right now, we got the same equal amount of black coaches as we do white coaches in the NBA. There's no sports entity in the history of this country has ever done that. It's either 15-15 or 16-14. Let's give the white brothers, the owners out there, a round of applause, because instead of just always talking about it, they were being about it, and that's what it's all counts. They stepped up, man. I'm proud of them. Portland, Dallas, took these two brothers out of shaky path. Said, skip all of that nonsense. These brothers deserve a chance. Hey, man, you couldn't get the NFL to do nothing like that. NFL may take a page out of NBA's book, because it is possible for to have that many coaches out here to be working. And Portland, Oregon, we had three come out of here. Boston's assistant coach, head coach, and some other brother got a general manager job. So give these brothers some love, man. Come on, now. You're covering the NBA. You're slacking it, Rob. Come on, now.
Well, we talked about that on the show. But I hear you, Barry, up in Portland. I'm with you. All right. Good job, guys, on the Trash Talking Tuesday. And right now, it's 33-30, Milwaukee. Midway through the second quarter, and the Suns were down big, down 13 early, and they fought their way back. Look, as somebody that's pulling for Phoenix, because I picked the Phoenix Suns to win this series in the beginning, and I'm staying true to my pick, I'm disappointed right now in DeAndre Ayton. He's playing soft, man. He is going up soft, and they're contesting the shots. And he's missing these little gimmies in the lane. Not gimmies because they're contesting them. But he's got to score those. He's got to play big like a seven-footer that he is. But I'm going to shout out my man Ryan Hollins. Excellent job. He had to split. But excellent job filling in for Rob Parker. Y'all know we bringing him in all week as Rob is on his trip around the United States of America going to different ballparks and watching different baseball games. But I will be bringing them in and lining them up like I do all the time when Rob is gone. And we're going to have fun the rest of the week. Go to iTunes. Go to Apple Podcasts. Go to SoundCloud. Download, subscribe, leave a nice comment. And 5 stars would be nice as well. To the iCouple, it all helps. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. You got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon coming up next, and they are going to bring the fire. And if you're smart, you know what you might do? You might watch the game, because you got to watch the NBA game. I mean, this is big time. But turn the volume down and listen to Mike Smith and Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. It'll be a great listen. You won't regret it. They're great follows to the iCouple. So I say to you, as always, peace.